This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and satellite. And a special shout out to Freddie down there in Rio de Janeiro, Copacabana Beach. Hope you're having a great time down there, my friend. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, and a big shout-out to Felix and the gang, the bulk mail haulers. Just heard from him a minute ago, so a special shout-out to Felix and the gang hauling the mail from mail center to mail center. We want to thank you for keeping America rolling along, as well as all the over-the-road truck drivers. And also, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're on MeWe, Gab, Parler, Getter, the same way. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Well, back in the saddle tonight, after a little time off, we've got the man, the myth, the legend from downtown Detroit City, sort of, Ron Edwards. Aha. Uh-huh. They remember you. They remember you. Okay. All right, thanks, guys. All right, yeah, it's a little cool for them to be out there. It's only 60 degrees tonight, so they're not going to stay out there all night.
What did you say?
It's only 60.
Only 60 degrees?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's been in the 70s at night down here for the past few weeks, so we're having a little cooler night. It's going to go up in the middle 70s today, though. Now,
that's comfortable, yeah.
Yep. Now, are you ready to say the pledge?
Yes, let's do it.
I pledge allegiance to the flag, of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words under God. Our country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Well, I couldn't even begin to imagine this would happen, but Joe Biden arrived in Poland yesterday to meet with the Polish president, and he thought he was going to be talking to some Ukrainian refugees, which he didn't do. I guess he's going to do that today. He also met with U.S. military members who were stationed there as part of the NATO defense of Poland. These were members of the 82nd Airborne, and some of what he had to say during the visit was very concerning, and it's likely to excite all kinds of comments, and already is. Now, Biden regularly says embarrassing things, and it's bad. But this time what he said is even worse, and you talk about something you can blow back on you. Holy smokes, and I think you know what I'm talking about here, don't you?
Yeah. Well, correct me if I'm wrong, Captain, but I thought that the president had said, and others had said, that the U.S. Troops would not be going into Ukraine. Am I correct?
Yes.
Okay. So at this little gathering with the president, he says, I think he mentions that you're going to see women, young people, standing in front of a damn tank, just saying, and he's talking about them being in Ukraine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I would think.
Go ahead.
So I would think that our wonderful soldiers would be a little bit confused. They've already been told, you're not going to Ukraine. forget about it, whatever. Mm-hmm. And here's this guy bumping his gums talking about what they'll see in Ukraine. I'd be a little concerned.
Yeah, here's exactly what he said, so that we don't leave anybody puzzled. He said, and I quote, "You're going to see when you're there, some of you have been there, you're going to see women, young people standing in the middle, in front of a damn tank saying, 'I'm not leaving.'" So, they're going to Ukraine, huh? And some have already been there? If I'm a Russian general, I'm taking that in its true sense of the word, and that is that the American military is about to make an entrance into the war in Ukraine. And if I'm a smart Russian general, I'm going to try to maybe stop that force from moving. I just might lob a few missiles into where they're at over there. That's what Joe Biden just opened up the door on.
I wonder, I'm not saying he does or he doesn't, but I'm just wondering, does Biden and some others in the American government, like Lindsey Graham, actually want us to get engaged into that combat over there? I just wonder.
In the case of Joe Biden, yes, it would take people's minds off all the other problems we got, in his opinion. It's been done before. And by the way, Republicans don't start wars, they end them. Democrats start them. Go look at the history.
Yeah, you're right. But Lindsey Graham, he's chomping at the bit. I mean, he's what you call one of those warmongers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, senators this week called for increased funding for U.S. military operations in Central and South America to counter the illicit drug trafficking and rising influence from China and Russia as the White House prepares to release a new defense budget plan next week. That's something that's been going on forever.
Yeah, our U.S. Southern Command has been horrendously underfunded despite its proximity to the United States mainland, threats from transnational criminal organizations, and a growing Chinese presence. And that's very concerning, Captain, because they're in many of the nations down there utilizing their wealth to help them with infrastructure and military hardware and things of that nature. And I've also read about the possibility of a couple of nations getting some nuclear weapons, and that's something that a real U.S. president would be checking into and trying to prevent. And while everyone's looking at Ukraine and that situation, we really better pay attention to what's going on in South America.
Hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. You'll be hearing an Edwards Notebook when we come back. So don't go anywhere. We're going to break, and then we shall return.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD. Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
We never treated President Bush the way they treat President Obama. It's no use whining about it. We just have to get people out to vote.
I'm from the government, and I am here to help you. That's one of the most frightening statements one can either hear or read from the government. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, brought to you by Constitutional Grounds Coffee, the coffee you want in your cup. The Founding Fathers understood and fought for our unalienable rights, amongst which are privacy. Privacy includes your personal information, identification, medical records, etc. But government leftist pigs everywhere have always wanted to be knee-deep in your personal business. Leftists believe they have some ordained right to control you from cradle to grave. That's why the government in Ontario, Canada, without the consent of the people there, hopes to roll out digital identification ranging from driver's licenses to passports and everything in between, so they can keep track of and control every aspect of the lives of Ontario residents. Of course, government leftists here in the United States would probably like to similarly digitalize our personal identification information, including bank accounts. Hopefully, the people of Ontario will stand strongly against that effort as setting an example for what we should be doing here in the United States. I'm Ron Edwards. For Constitutional Grounds Coffee, simply go to theronedwards.com.
Sponsored by the Tri-County Liberty Coalition.
Now, let me tell you a little secret about Constitutional Grounds Coffee. You can simply go to the website, theronedwards.com, and make your purchase, and you will see a display right there. Now, when you go over there, you need to get this coffee, because I'll tell you what, I got it right here in my cup. Good stuff. And I make iced coffee. I like iced coffee. And it makes the best iced coffee that I've ever had. So, Constitutional Grounds is the
coffee you want in your cup.
I knew you were there. Okay, and it is good. So, folks, go over there, check it out. TheRonEdwards.com, constitutional grounds, and you're gonna love it. So there you go. That's all I can tell you. Can't tell you no more. All right. Now, we got a caller. Wait a minute. We did have a caller on the line. I wonder where he went. Okay, Mr. Caller. Well, here he comes. He's calling back, I think. Yep, here he is. He must have got snagged by the telephone cord. All right, so here we go. Backgammon Bob, what is your question for Ron Edwards?
Yes, I was wondering, did Ron see this thing on the New York Times? I was reading on Denise Simon's thing, and the New York Times finally validates Hunter. And then it says it was October 2020, a story broke in a big way. The big tech and media dismissed in favor. And it says the New York Times is telling the story that Joe Biden is no longer worthy of being president. And then it goes on down here to say that 50 intelligence communities have signed a letter declaring it was Russian disinformation. And I was wondering, could these guys be held accountable, as some of them were, and this was sponsored by the Democratic committee, I think, or something, back in the 2020 thing. All right, that's it, Captain.
All right, well, as far as being held accountable, they could be held civilly accountable for damages, because I believe Donald Trump is suing all of them, along with Hillary Clinton, for the problems that he's had.
Yeah, he is suing them. He's taking them all to the woodshed. And it's going to be very interesting, Captain, to see the complete list of everyone that he finally drags into court, because they have been going after this man one after another for years. Simply because of his stand and his presidency. And one lie after another. Every time, whether it was Russia, and many other things, they just kept going, just wouldn't stop. And they figured that by continuing to go after the man, they thought that that would turn the American people against him, which it has not. His popularity is even greater, I believe, today than it was when he left office. So, it's going to be very interesting to see how this pans out. I think he'll win in court if he's just goes before a fair jury or judge, and the truth comes out. And that's the beauty of these hearings. More details will be coming out.
Yeah. Donald Trump's favorability numbers right now are higher than any other politician in either party across the country.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. So that's the good thing. All right, now, U.S. President Joe Biden has warned that NATO would respond if Russia President Vladimir Putin uses a chemical weapon in the Ukraine war. And after doing a trio of summits in Brussels and over in Poland, Western leaders promised to provide Ukraine with more military and humanitarian aid. Well, they need the bullets, they need the ammo, they need the missiles, the rockets, because all this other stuff is just a waste of time. They'll get the food, trust me.
Yeah, that's true. And Biden had said that NATO has never been more united, whatever, announcing that his presidency has pledged $2 billion in weapons to Ukraine. And you're right, they do need those basic supplies like bullets and things like that. I just, you know, want to throw this in, Captain. You and I have, slightly disagreed on how this thing got started or whatever, but I do believe that for years they have been poking the bear, and there have been certain things that have been going on that Ukraine has been doing concerning the border with Russia. Parents from Russia have been prevented for years from seeing their children in Ukraine or vice versa. I've seen videos of that. And so there have been things going on that weren't too nice in regards to the Ukrainians, and then we all know about how corrupt that nation is concerning child trafficking or human trafficking and other things that, you know, that I could list as well.
They made the Bidens a billionaire.
Yes, they did.
Yep.
And so I think that, there's dirt on both sides. I'm not going to stand, I wouldn't be stupid enough to stand up and say, oh, Mr. Putin, he's a wonderful guy. But I will say, in front of the country and the world, I would say that Putin the bear has been poked and provoked. So
now let's talk.
My opinion.
Let's talk about something, because right now we know that Putin is changing his goals as to what they're doing in Ukraine to begin with. They said that they never wanted to capture the whole part of the whole country. They wanted Donbas region. So now they're backing up. It looks like they're repositioning their troops to go after that region where ground forces remain stalled. Reinforcements are reportedly coming from Georgia. And they're going to go in there and try to take full control of that area, which will give them the entire eastern region with the oil, with the gas, with the seaports that are there. There's a couple of seaports right there. And that's what they'll get, including Mariupol, I might add. And that's why they didn't care if they destroyed it, because they're going to rebuild it back in the fashion that they want.
Yeah, and see, I had heard some, before the invasion, I heard some problems that they were having with Ukrainians and concerning the border and the eastern parts of Ukraine anyway. So this is part of that situation that, like I said, I've been hearing about for some time. And so, like I said, there's dirt on both sides, and the truth, you know, there's one side and there's the other, and there's the truth, and eventually the truth will come out. And I think more so once Biden is out of office.
Now, look who's trying to play the nice guy here and be the peacemaker. Turkey is stepping in.
Yeah, of all places.
Yep.
Yeah, they've taken center stage in the attempts to end the Russian war in Ukraine. However, top government officials in Kyiv said that no consensus has been reached as of yet. Of course not. Russia hasn't obtained their goals yet. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and NATO nations have repeatedly called on the Kremlin to remove all Russian forces from its southern neighbor. It's just not going to happen right now. Russia is digging in. There are things that, like I said, they've been provoked about over the years. Now, I'd like to say something about Turkey. Turkey is going to be playing a very important part of the world next year. I think it's by October of 23 that Turkey will be shutting off about 23 dams they're building, somewhere about in that number, cutting off the Euphrates River, which will enable them to, and other nations, to walk straight into Israel. That is amazing, the engineering feat of building all these huge dams, and the ability to shut that river off next year. So Turkey, look for them to be pretty big in the news next year and beyond.
All right, and I hear the music coming up, so that means I got to let you go. So welcome back to the show, and we'll talk to you again next Saturday, if not before. How's that?
Absolutely.
All right, Ron Edwards, everybody, host of the Edwards Notebook, and go over to his website, theronedwards.com, to check out and find out more about what it is that he does. And I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The heat is on for much of the West Coast this weekend, with folks in at least 10 states having the possibility to set records. The forecast high for Phoenix, Arizona Saturday is 96 degrees, which would break a record. Other cities seeing temperatures 10 to 20 degrees above normal include Las Vegas, Salt Lake City, Dallas, and Denver. White House medical advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci joins Fox's Your World with Neil Cavuto, who asks him what he thinks about Republicans who hope to make good on their promise to go after him with some more hearings about the origins of COVID-19.
I have absolutely nothing to hide or nothing to be concerned about of anything that I've done. So I never have been, and not now, and will never be afraid of hearings.
This is USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle Warren. I will do just that. This portion of the program brought to you by MyPillow.com. That, of course, is Mike Lindell. And I want you to go over to MyPillow.com, check out all the great things they've got. But the page you want to go to on the main website is the Radio Listener Specials page. You click on that, open that up, you'll have 100 to 150 items right there to look at, all with very low prices, because that's where he sells all the extra goods that he has, trying to get them out there and give you, the public, a great savings deal, and he does just that. Now, the promo code is always going to be Captain for anything that you buy over there. The promo code is always going to be Captain. And the phone number to call, if you want to do that, is 800-641-5459. So, 800-641-5459, MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener Specials page, promo code Captain. Gets it all done for you. So there you go. All right. And joining us again, back to finish out the hour, we have Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, we got some stuff that we need to finish up talking about. And Biden said we can expect real food shortages this year due to sanctions. Oh, and the sanctions never work. You heard him say that, right?
Yeah, he said the sanctions never deterred, but it was that sanctions, the maintenance of sanctions, was somehow the magic ingredient there. But yes, Captain, here we go again. You know, I think he said it's going to be real. We have these real food shortages. You know, what else are the American people going to have to endure that President Biden just has no control over, and can do nothing about, and somehow he's just going to warn us about and say, you know, just it is what it is, American people. That's not what they want to hear, Captain.
Well, I want the American people that are not farmers that don't know what I know, because I was a farmer. We raise more than enough wheat to take care of ourselves and the world. The same with other barley and rye, and even when it comes to produce, we raise enough to take care of ourselves, even if we don't give any to the world, because of the fact that it might be ready in Florida one week, and the next week you follow the season, it's ready in South Georgia, and then South Carolina, and then North Carolina, and then Virginia, so on and so forth, until it goes up into the Northeast. And this is what happens. We have been blessed with the ability to be able to do that for a long time. And down here in Florida, in what we call the black muck, the black earth that's down in South Florida, they can grow two crops a year in the same field.
Wow, that is really something.
Yeah.
Well, and of course, you know, Captain, the idea that, you know, everything just seems to be pretty doom and gloom from the Biden administration. They always seem to try to be setting everybody up to make do with less, whether it's food. How about this? Energy.
Yeah.
Just make do with less.
Yeah, well, the energy bit is a bunch of nonsense, because we were the number three energy producer in the world just 12 months ago, and we were headed for number two, maybe even number one, the largest producer and exporter of energy. And we can do it again if these dumps just get off their butt. Now, if they don't want to do that, that's fine with me. But guess what, Kyle?
What's that?
We need to vote them the hell out of office come November. We can handle this. We can handle this.
Well, of course. Of course. Yes. I mean, there has to be a real message sent at the ballot box. And but, you know, Captain, I think a lot of it has to do with they don't really want to be the leader of the world in the practical areas where we can be the leader.
Yep.
But they want to be the leader in the virtue signaling of, we're not just, you know, the Ukraine thing is a bad thing, but really it's climate change is the real big problem. And that's, you know, that's the mentality.
Now, I want to say hello again to Fred down there in Fort Lauderdale, down in Copacabana Beach in Rio. He's saying, always learn something with the guests you have on. Really good segment. Appreciate the contribution of guest co-host Ron Edwards. Just checking in, Captain. Well, thanks, Fred. I appreciate that. And, of course, Kyle and Denise and Frank and Chris Markowski and all the different people that we have on. Now, let's see here. We got a message from somebody. Let's see who this is. Okay. I went to the, this is somebody in Pagosa Springs, Colorado. They went to the America First Policy website to sign a petition, but couldn't find it there. Is there a section to join? And he said, yeah, there is. I don't have the page in front of me. I'll have to look it up during the break. But there is a way to get over to the America First group, which is the Donald Trump group. I forget who's over there, but a lot of the Trump folks are over there, the upper echelon that started that website. You know the one I'm talking about?
Right, yeah.
Yeah, and you can join that, and there's a petition over there. You can sign a petition and all that, too. It's on the website. It's all in how you look up the link, I guess. I don't know, but I can't do it now in the middle of the show. But Dan from Colorado, I'll try to look that up for you and get the answer to you here during the next break, which we're coming up on here in about 5 minutes or so. Now, the other thing is, Kyle, Utah officials have arrested 21 individuals and rescued three victims as part of a human trafficking rescue operation conducted back in February that we're just now finding out about. Now, this
well,
was...
That's,
go ahead.
Go, I was just simply going to say, yeah, this is, you know, what a horrible, horrible thing that is literally going on behind the scenes, and I'm glad that they had such a great caller on this.
Yeah, and this represented three different county sheriff's office and 5 different police departments and federal Homeland Security and the Utah Attorney General's office.
That's right. We understand, too, one of the suspects actually came all the way from Wyoming to Utah so they could meet up with, get this, Captain, a 13-year-old girl.
Yeah.
I mean, so, you know, the level of depravity and the level of criminality is just off the charts with this kind of stuff.
Now, our Florida parental fight to rights bill has been dubbed very popular, despite the Democrats' attempts to label it as a "don't say gay" bill, which just isn't true.
No, it's not true. And in fact, the concept of it, the real crux of the matter, is whether or not these kinds of issues should be introduced to kindergartners, for example. Is this the kind of thing to be talked about in the school at that level and so forth? Older, more mature students at some point, they're going to run into this kind of thing. It's going to be part of the society that they're in. But, Captain, I think there should be almost universal agreement that kindergarten is the wrong place.
You bet. Now, Senator Rand Paul, once again, has done something really significant we need to tell everybody about. He's iced the Senate's swift passage of a bill to halt trade relations with Russia, warning about language in that bill that could give presidents overly broad sanctioning authority under the Magnitsky Act. And Denise and I talked about that earlier in the week. Now, the Kentucky Republican told Fox News Digital that the original version of the Magnitsky Act allowed sanctions against people who committed specific human rights abuses, such as torture and extrajudicial killing.
Well, that's right, but that means that this latest version, or what's going through now, it doesn't clearly define the idea of the human rights abuses, and that leaves it open for any president to simply declare something that they don't agree with to be some kind of human rights abuse and take action accordingly. So, again, it's the restrictive power mostly of the government that is very key in whether or not our rights and our ability to speak out actually are perpetuated.
Now, how much do you want to bet that your state of California pocketed some of the COVID money and didn't use it for what it was entitled for? How much do you want to bet?
Well, I'm pretty sure that's a safe bet.
Well, GOP Senator Mike Braun from Indiana says Americans should be outraged after the states pocketed COVID-19 relief cash. The majority of those states were blue.
I don't doubt it. Not one bit.
Now, he needs to come forth and tell us who they were.
Right. Well, of course. You know, I'm sure if there's any kind of real forensic accounting of where all this money went and so forth, they would be shocking.
Yeah, and again, when somebody comes to me and wants to challenge me and goes, "What do you mean they're blue? Where do you get that from? Where do you get that from?" Getting it from him.
Right. Yep. Exactly.
It's his story, and until somebody proves differently, I'm reporting what he said, not me, him.
Right. Well, and again, we're going to be looking at some more money that's going to be coming down the pike, probably, right? Trying to reimburse people for gas and
$400.
Yes. You know, here we go. Just more government handouts, but why not just lower the price for business?
All right, hold that thought, folks. You're coming back with more here in the Captain's America Third Watch, another Truckers Highway and Bible Report. Don't go nowhere, no how, because we're coming right back with a bunch of stuff.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Look at there, where do you think I am?
got a mind, knows exactly what she's gonna do. Drop down, baby, let your daddy see. If you wanna rock and roll, I can set you free.
That's Dion on the vocals, If You Wanna Rock and Roll, and that is Eric Clapton with the guitar. I played that last night, Kyle, and my keyboard lit up here when people want me to play it again.
Well, cool. No, it's a great track.
Yep, and I played it again for him, so there you go. And that in particular goes out to a friend in Colorado who wanted to hear it, so there you go. Now, take it away with what's going on out west, and not much, two words.
Well, thanks, Captain. Yes, well, we do have some cloud cover over most of the Pacific Northwest and on through Montana, down through Wyoming, also down through Nevada, into southern Nevada and into northern Arizona. But that means right now, of course, we're not really seeing a lot of active rain. The only rain we know of right now that's really coming down is off the coast of Seattle, and that means that over the next day or so, especially into Saturday, they should be starting to see some rain. Portland looks like rain on Monday, and then rain also in Southern California on Monday. But other than that, yes, we're looking at some pretty smooth sailing. But right now we've got some interesting temps to tell you about. Palm Springs checking in at 74 degrees. It's Palm Springs, California. Seattle right now is at 48. And doesn't look like we've got too many really cold temperatures out there tonight, though, Captain. So that's a good thing, smooth sailing for all of our trucker and driver friends out there tonight.
Well, right now we've got pretty much of a dull weather pattern here, where we had snow in North and South Dakota and Minnesota and Iowa, Nebraska, Kansas, parts of Oklahoma, Missouri, Arkansas, and Illinois and Wisconsin. No snow there, but in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, here we go again, we got snow up there, way up in the northern part of Michigan, and then coming over to the Lake Michigan side, on the east side of Lake Michigan, up there towards Traverse City, there's some snow going on up there. We've also got some windy conditions down below, headed down once again towards Indiana. Might be some precipitation mixed in there as the day goes along, we'll see. In the central part of Indiana, Indianapolis in particular, I-70, I-65, we do have some windy conditions there, unsettled conditions, could be something going on later. I'm going to backtrack and go over to Texas, San Antonio, windy conditions there, possibility for some thunderstorms and whatnot today. We've got some fog in the Houston area, and then on down to McAllen in Brownsville, Texas. In Dallas, we've got some fog there coming up down 20 and 30 and 35. So the northern and northeastern quadrant of Dallas, you're going to have fog. In addition, we have some precipitation that's just now flared up, of all places, in Erie, Pennsylvania. And there in Ripley, New York, that little corner of the central part of Lake Erie, they have got a winter storm watch and a winter storm warning and snow coming down right there on I-90 and where I-77 drops into Erie right there. So be advised. Got some snow in the mountains of West Virginia, too, coming up towards Pittsburgh. And we've got some windy conditions in North Carolina, eastern part of Tennessee, central part of Alabama and Georgia and South Carolina. And we do have some rough seas to talk about from right about Cape May, New Jersey, all the way down to Savannah, Georgia. So be advised of that. And that's what the weather looks like right now, my friend. So tell us about how we can hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can find me at KyleWarrenShow.com.
And don't forget the Trucker's Highway Bible Report, always brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop. Truck on in there and get a hold of that Pilot and Flying J fuel card and start putting some gasoline on it. Get the points to go along with it. You're going to find out that one of these times, like I did the other day when I filled my vehicle up, I got 6 cents off on the gallon of gas.
That's pretty cool. That's
not
great.
Bad. Not bad at all. All right, we'll talk to you on Monday, my friend.
Thank you very much. Take care, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and we do appreciate him and everything that he does. And coming up right now, we've got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and good morning to you.
Good morning.
What did you think of Jersey Joe Biden, who I'll call Jersey because he acted like somebody from Jersey, not Delaware, when he ran his mouth again and woke the entire world up by making them think that the 82nd Airborne is headed into Ukraine?
You know, the man, and of course the White House people, communications office had to correct all that. The man doesn't know what he's saying.
No.
And they called the Constitution corny.
Yeah. Yep, I heard them. Yeah. There's something really bad wrong. Yep.
If you call the Constitution corny, can you about imagine the conversations that they have in the White House, you know, over coffee?
Yeah, when he's not around.
Well, no, obviously he is around because he hears them say it and he repeats it.
Well, he's always had a loose lip for things, for saying different things. But I'm telling you, if I'm a Russian general, and I heard what I heard.
They already exploited it.
Yeah.
They already did that.
Yeah, and I heard what happened yesterday. I am ready to suddenly lob a few missiles right in the middle of where the 82nd
yeah.
Airborne is. Yep.
Well.
So he made them targets.
Well, as a consequence, now there are Russian forces that have been staged in Georgia.
Yeah.
And that's because they have quite a military operation in Georgia already. So
yep.
Now he's saying, Putin's saying we're going to shift our strategy and we're going to move east, meaning that maybe they're not going after Kyiv. But I wouldn't trust that. Could be a head fake. So now, what, are they going to move these forces in from Georgia?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's just hard to decipher how somebody could be, and when the damage that he did. I mean, you can say what you want about Kamala, but this one is really bad because he's put a bullseye on the 82nd Airborne.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely correct.
Yep. And I wish there was some way that we could just stop this and get this guy out of here now, but we can't do it yet. We got to take control of the Congress, House and Senate. And hopefully we'll get a supermajority, and then we can do what we need to do. All right, hold that thought. Folks, coming right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And remember, on this program here, it's all about we the people. They work for us. We don't work for them. Keep that in mind as we travel across the overnight radio airwaves.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.